Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we ask ourselves if it's worth the fight.
Ezekiel 6:10-11, that they may offer sacrifices as sweet savors unto the God of heaven, and pray for the life of the king and of his sons. Also, I have made a decree that whoever's shall alter this word, let timber be pulled down from his house, and bring and being set up, let him be hanged thereon, and let his house be made a dunghill for this. Kind of think of that as you're going through your day to day. It's the first thing that when I put my finger into my Bible, what it came up with. So welcome today to the program. This week on the program, we're going to talk about an argument I got into with some people about the conversation. You know, and I'm like, well, if you're in D.C., why don't you get the same punishment as I do? Every person, no matter who it is that's in D.C., would be in prison if I did the same thing. I'd be in prison, so why aren't they in prison? You know, and what's going on with the riots in Maryland? I want to talk about that because that's just, I got into it with some people. And, you know, they're liberal, but guess what? In the end, we found common ground. Doesn't matter how progressive you are. Doesn't matter how socialist you are. You can all find common ground. Also, who's going to stand up against Christian holocausts? And I think Glenn Beck's going to start doing it and going to churches and speaking out and different things. And also, the circus is about to come to town. Be prepared because in about 3 months, you're going to get sick and tired of all these attack ads of this person blaming this person and that person blaming this person. And they're both doing the same thing. You know, it's not like one politician's great and another one's bad. And so I'm going to get my thoughts into that. And also, why does it seem the government is involved in everything? Because they really are. I mean, it's getting to the point now where I don't care if a gay gets married. As long as it doesn't involve me. If I'm a Muslim bakery, I shouldn't have to do anything that violates my Muslim belief. Just like if you're a Jewish bakery, you shouldn't have to do anything with pork. You know, if you want to have a baking cake, you know, they should know. Sorry, we're Jewish. We don't do it. You know, why? I don't care what you do as long as it doesn't involve me. Oh, and there's some controversy along with the Freddie Gray case, and I'll get into that. And also, you know, what the hell happened with Manchester United against Everton? That much, much more. So thanks for joining me for the conversation this week. And I want to give a shout out to all my listeners and Larry and my girl Melissa and all them. And probably the biggest thing that hit the news recently was the White Sox Baltimore Orioles game was postponed because of these riots. And one of the biggest controversies going on right now is the mayor, actually. She came out and she's like, well, I don't want to infringe on these people's right to peacefully protest, and I also want to give them a place to, you know, destroy. Her own words. And what really happened is, you know, now she's like, well, that's not really what I meant. I'm like, well, when you say you give them a place to destroy, what do you think that means? We're going to give you a place to burn down a building, and then they burn down a building, and now you're going to, wait a minute, I really didn't mean that. I mean, I don't get it. I mean, how does that solve anything? You know, when Martin Luther King died, if you look into the history books, they rioted and burned and flipped buildings. You know, how does that solve anything? Okay, you know, Notre Dame won the national championship in football, and let's burn stuff. How is that going to, I don't get it when, like, teams win and, you know, like the NBA championship and, you know, they riot and party and celebrate and set cars on fire. How does that, I don't get it. I don't understand. If someone wants to call into the program and explain to me, yeah, George might. If George was listening right now, he'd be calling in, he'd be like, I don't get it either. I don't understand what the point is. if you disagree, you know, we disagreed with O.J. Simpson, and I'm like, okay, you know what? Let the evidence speak for itself. One thing I don't understand is why they can't say, well, this is why we were arresting him. You know, he's a multiple felon. He has all kinds of robbery and theft and drug charges. You know, this is why we were, he was running from us. So, this is, you know, at least, you know, this is what we can tell you. The rest, we can't because it's an ongoing investigation. And we want to make sure that all the evidence is there. But it doesn't matter anyways, because just like in Ferguson, it didn't matter what the evidence showed. It's a black getting killed by anyone other than a black, so they gotta throw racism out there. You know, whether it's right or wrong, whatever, you know. Just don't get it. I don't, you know. You know, love ends violence. Violence doesn't end violence. You know, I was talking to a guy that worked with Reggie, and I'm like, you know, what would Martin Luther King think of this world? He'd lose it. He wouldn't stand with those clowns in D.C. He wouldn't be with, like I've said a million times, he wouldn't be there with Martin Luther King, would not be there with Barack Obama and Jesse Jackson. He'd be his own person. He'd be to his own drum. I'm like, okay, there's a million people doing that. I'll be the one going the opposite direction. Who's with me? Who's going to stand up and not, you know? I mean, I'm just waiting. I'm surprised Barack Obama hasn't pulled out the ace in his sleeve and said, okay, martial law, we got to stop all this election proceeding so I can stay in the White House. We got... The only thing good I think about it is there is a, like the head of the Baltimore police precinct where that happens. I'm pretty sure he's black, and so is the lady that's like going to oversee the case. So they can't blame biasism. So if they do find that the evidence proves that these officers did no wrong, then they can't really say anything. But I hope... Those police officers should fry if they did something wrong. They should not be able to abuse power, no matter if you're black, white, red, whatever. You're an American, and you should not be able to abuse power. I don't care who you are, whether you're military or not, President Obama, I don't care who you are. And that's, I kind of think, where we're at, you know. This, you know, do we need police to police the police? You know, it seems like the government wants to be involved in every part of our lives. And I don't get it. You know, if you want to get married and you're a gay couple, great. I shouldn't have to be forced to do anything. If my church doesn't believe in gay marriage, then we should not have to marry you. It's not that we're discriminating or whatever. Okay. I don't see anyone barking up a storm saying, well, this Muslim bakery is discriminating because they won't make anything with bacon. Or this restaurant they have, they won't serve me pork chops. Well, that's against their religious beliefs. You have to respect them. Although you may not want to, you know, just like you hope someone respects your religious beliefs, like I believe in patron saints. If you should at least respect that, you don't have to support it. You don't have to support everything. Like I've said a million times, you know, I wish they would call it something different so you could identify this term meaning two guys getting married and this term for two girls being married. That way they're different terms for each. That way you can identify, okay, this word represents two guys, this word represents two women getting together, and this represents a man and a woman. I mean, it's plain and simple. And this half an hour of the program is brought to you by Hillary Clinton for Prison 2016. Let's help send her there and everyone else in D.C. You know, I just want them to be treated like we're treated. You know, if I'm going to go to prison for doing something, why aren't they? You know, I'm tired of like Hollywood people. Man, you know how many years I've been like San Quentin for like 30 to life, and she's getting rehabilitation. She's got millions of dollars. And she's a movie star, because God forbid, you can't go without seeing her in a TV show or movie or whoever it is. But not me. I'd be in a jail cell with a guy named Bubba. But the clowns in Washington, D.C., oh, that's it all goes back to being patriotic to criticize George Bush, but then people want to put a gun to your head if you criticize Obama. How dare you criticize the dear leader? Pretty soon you're going to have statues of Obama everywhere, and you're going to have to sit there and go up there, and they're going to like excommunicate you out of the country if you don't bow right or put the flowers down properly or whatever. But oh, if it was George Bush, oh, if you don't piss on the statue of George Bush, well then you're not doing it right. I'm like, because I've seen it many times. There are so many of my liberal friends that want me to say something negative about a Republican, but then they never say anything negative about a Democrat. But in the end, on nine times out of ten, especially Timothy L. is a good friend of mine from Canada. He's very liberal, but we can always find common ground somewhere. We went back and forth on something for a while, and I was just getting frustrated. And when I finally said, "This is what I want something to be done about ISIS, and nothing is being done." And he goes, "That's what I want too." And I'm like, "See, we got common ground." And it's not just going to take the U.S. It's going to take every nation coming together. And that's something that, this world is more than just the U.S. We can't just be the guardians and protectors of everything. We need to have involvement from everybody. Because I was talking to some people, because we were having a conversation, because there's some actual volunteers that are going over and fighting for ISIS. And this guy goes, "Man, those guys aren't trained. They're not military. And they're just going to get killed and, da, 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 and all this stuff." And this guy goes, "So what are you doing to stop ISIS? What are you doing? They're at least over there. If they die, so what? At least they're doing what they believe is right. If the government isn't going to send troops over and they can go over and volunteer, I give them kudos. I really do. I mean, I don't know if I could go over there and fight ISIS, but like when I was in Belmont, it was a thing where I could. It's amazing what you eat if you're starving enough and there's nothing around. I think the movie is called Alive, where it was like a football team that the plane crashed, and like when they were like in their early stages of being on this mountain, a plane flew by and it tipped its wing and they thought it saw them and they ate their reserves, and they ended up, it didn't see them and it was just flying around, and they ended up having to eat people to survive and all that. And it was a movie that was hard to watch, but I could see if it meant that or dying, I could see doing it. I've eaten some weird stuff, weird berries and stuff, just because so hungry, and I guess if it came down to it, if it meant my freedom, I would probably do something to help out. And my whole point of this little rant was, someone's dissing that they're not trained and this and that. I'm like, well, at least they're doing something. The Obama administration's not doing anything to step up and do anything, And like me and my buddy George had like an hour conversation. I burned his phone up. His battery went down to like nothing. And I'm like, he goes, I told him, I said straight up, because we kind of disagree a little bit, but I said, you know what? A Republican's going to stop the bleeding. No, he's not. Okay, you got a gash that needs 40 stitches. Republicans are going to put maybe 20 stitches in there. They're going to slow down the bleeding, but we're still going to be bleeding. It's not going to fix. They're not just going to be the be-all end-all fix of everything. Is it going to be better than Hillary Clinton in there or some Democrat? Sure is, but it's not going to be. It's still going to be my opinion politics as usual, and that's what I try to get to a lot of my liberal friends. Is I say, why do you think we go back and forth between Republican Democrat, Republican Democrat, Republican Democrat? Because it never changes. When is someone going to realize? Well, hey, we're just going in a circle, and we're, you know. It's like the National Lampoon's European Vacation, where Clark gets into that roundabout thing and keeps going and can never get out, you know? And like show him like 5 hours later and he's still in there. That's where we're at. You know, we're just going in a circle with all these circus clowns that all they care about, and they're the ones that are, their pocketbooks are getting richer. Like in the, like in this Bill Clinton documentary I was watching, Hillary Clinton's law firm was one of the worst. But because she had connections, she was getting all these deals to do all these grants for people and all these, what do you call them, these huge bonds. And this guy's like, well, no one's paying these back. And that was, it was all, the Clintons were if it's true what the evidence shows, they were laundering $100 million in cocaine. Every month, they're having to try to figure out how to funnel all this money. And that, a guy found that out when he was like, well, why aren't people paying back these bonds or anything? And like, you just don't get it, do you? And it's just crazy, you know? And that was when he was the Arkansas governor and all this stuff. And she was the worst, not even the best law firm. There were ones way better, but she was the one that was getting all these contracts to do all these bids and different things, and it's just like, it's, as I'm talking about this, is okay, why, how did they get away with all this stuff, and I couldn't. I mean, that's why, like, whenever I watch, like, Drugs, Inc., and they show, like, Columbia, where they, I was watching this, like, Cocaine, Inc., and they showed all these people from Columbia trying to smuggle, like, cocaine and liquid cocaine across the border, and I'm, like, cheering them on. I'm, like, if politicians can get away with stuff like this, I hope the criminals can, too. I mean, seriously, you know, if he's got a rope that's got, like, $100 million worth of liquid cocaine inside of it, why don't they tax the stuff, legalize it? Because the junkies are going to use it anyways. They're going to end up overdosing and dying. We're going to get the bottom of the barrel, you know, and solve the problem. You know, I guess it goes back to the story about the guy that's in prison for 45 years for dealing like an eighth of an ounce of marijuana. There is a guy that was a murderer that's getting like 20 years, and a child molester that's getting like 11 years. How can you justify someone with marijuana getting 45 years in prison, but someone that's molesting kids, oh, 11 years? It probably won't last that long because he'd probably be killed in prison anyways. But then, what else? Oh, yeah, that murder that like killed like 10 people, he's getting 20 years. I don't make no sense. That doesn't make, just like in D.C., all the stuff they, and that's what I try to get through to my liberal friends. I'm like, they're not your friends. They're your friends if they're going to get money out of it. Like a guy that I work with, he used to live in Chicago, and he goes, if you want one of those good, like, city jobs where you get, like, $30 an hour doing the trash, you'd have to do all kinds of work for the city. Like for Mayor Daley, you'd have to work for him. Okay, here, you know, campaign for me, do this and this. And after like a year, if he did all this stuff and helped him out, he'd give you a job. It's all corrupt. And it just, I don't know. I just wish there was equal treatment for everybody, you know, whether you're in the government or you're a Hollywood, you know, Hollywood movie star or whatever, you get the same treatment. Because if I was to do what Martha Stewart did, I wouldn't be in some minimum security resort. I'd be in Jail cell like everybody else. Probably making more money in prison than I make, and I'm not even in prison. Wow. Oh Lord. But that's how this society works. It's not who's best. It's not who does a good job. It's who's screwing who. As the documentary shows, Hillary Clinton's law firm was far from good, but she was the one that was getting all the bonds and stuff because it was all illegal. And so, I don't get it. I don't know. And Glenn Beck actually looks like he might be going on the road and going, because, I mean, like the song from Matthew West, Do Something, that's what we're trying to do. That's why I guess I continued this program after I did my myopathy episodes, because I feel obligated to do something. You know, our forefathers just didn't sit idly and do nothing. And I just try to educate people. And it's hard to educate the educated that no matter what, you know, because most of the people I'm trying to educate don't ever believe in Bigfoot no matter what you show them. You could have a scientist with, here's the latest DNA, this is, we have no animal on the planet with this DNA that this hair came from. This is a new species. Well, it doesn't mean it's Bigfoot. Well, okay, here's the video that we got the hair from. This is the creature. I mean, no matter what you showed them, like someone said one time, you could have a UFO land on the White House lawn, they could do a press conference on the evening news, and people still won't believe. You know, and that's the hardest thing, is trying to educate those people about what's really going on. About, doesn't matter if you're a Republican or Democrat, you're getting screwed by both of them. It's a one-party system. They win, you lose. And like with this Freddie Gray protesters, how is that going to solve anything? How many, even if you're right, how am I going to take you seriously if you're burning CVS's up? And but then, okay, here's the second time where, okay, by the time they're done dismantling the whole city, okay, okay, National Guard, we're here. What do we do now? Whoops. You know, it's like they're running in, you know, after running a marathon, and they get there, and it's like, but, you know, it's like a day late and a dollar short. I mean, if you're going to get the National Guard, they should have been there in the first place. Okay, yeah, they're peaceful right now, but in case something happens, the Scout motto. Not, the Scout motto doesn't say a day late and a dollar short, but that's what's going on. Okay, well, it just got worse and worse and worse, and then by the time the vandalism was pretty much good and going, then they, okay, now we need to get the National Guard to come in here. Help us. Help us. It's too late now, you know. I'm serious. And then when the mayor's like, well, you know what? We're going to give them a place to peacefully protest, and we're going to give them a place where they can destroy things. Oh, but that's not what I mean. You know, I mean, not that it would help, but it'd be good to at least know why they did what they did. All I know from the video I've seen, because I've watched it like 30 times, is they dragged him to the van, put him in the van, and that's all you see. You have no video. If my phone works at a restaurant, and you can see from my home, I could get on my computer, and I could, if I would work there, and I could, as a manager, I could see everything going on at work via the surveillance system. And you mean to tell me police officers don't have a surveillance system in their squad car so that when they're arresting someone or putting people in a van or something, that you can't see everything that goes on? A lot of restaurants now, they can watch every square inch of that place except for the bathrooms via the security camera system in case someone was to come and rob or something was to go wrong. Well, let's go back to that night. Let's look at the, and we can actually pinpoint, this is a salad that the lady said had a rat on there. There's no rat on here. There's nothing on here before it went out. So it had to have been put on by her. And this is the evidence we can use. Whatever the case may be, you know. If a restaurant can have all these security cameras so that you can watch everything the employees are doing, whether you're at home or at work, in the office, whatever. But a police station doesn't have something like that in like a van so that you can see what happened. I think they have the right to protest. I mean, Martin Luther King did, but there comes a point when you need to say, okay, enough's enough, okay. You know, I just feel like no one, everybody wants answers. And they need to come out and say, hey, this is, we have to follow due process. If you're not willing to understand that, that's what's really scary, because people don't, because it's not, you are being judged not by the court system anymore. You know, if the public wants you guilty, they'll find you guilty, and they'll come after you no matter what. Even if they do an investigation and find, even if these guys by a black mayor and someone that's black that's running the police department, even if they're found not guilty, there's still going to be more riots. Because it's Black Lives Matter, you know? Like, Indians don't matter. Polish don't matter. Asians don't matter. Whites don't matter. Mexicans don't matter. No one matters. Only black people. Because it's only blacks who are being killed. Blacks kill blacks all the time in New York, but you never hear about it. It's nothing against anybody. It's just, why don't they go ballistic when two gangs get into it and someone's shot? I want to see them do what they're doing right now, but do it to a gang house. And say, you know, we're fed up with all this gang shooting. We're going to take it into our own hands, and we're going to, you know. No, they won't do it because it's not racially motivated. It's not a white killing a black or whatever. Or a Mexican killing a black or whatever. They can't use that race card. And that's just what annoys the heck out of me. Because it's like, if this incident was a black cop doing it, if those two guys that were dragging him were black, you would never hear about this. It wouldn't even exist. And if you're going to be this way because it's two white cops, you should be that way. If it's two black cops or it's two Asian cops or whatever. It's just going to be interesting to see the outcome of this whole thing when they've got a black mayor and they've got like police officials and stuff that are overseeing this, and the judge overseeing it is all black, so they can't claim, this white mayor is letting them off. It's a black mayor, and hopefully they'll see justice served, no matter what the outcome. You know, if these police officers are found wrong, and they're jailed, whatever. I'd honestly think it would take them, the police officers, to be sentenced to death before these blacks would even be cheering or even feel like they did it and got any sort of relief. And it's sad, you know, that we're at that point in the society where you feel the need to just vandalize and destroy. You know, Martin Luther King would not be standing with fools like that. I don't take those people seriously. I got into it with one of my friends that's liberal, and we found common ground. You know, we don't stand, you know, they're just frustrated because they just feel like, because like in Ferguson, even though all the evidence proved that the officer used direct force, people still see it as a black guy got killed by a white guy. No matter what the evidence shows, no matter what, they don't care. And that's the thing I guess I try to do with the show. So like Russ says, I'm trying to educate the people that no matter what you believe, no matter what's going on, that this is where we need to stand. And we can come together on common ground. We can have a commonality, no matter how politically apart we are. And that's what needs to happen, you know? Because, yeah, we are totally politically apart, but we both agree that what they're doing is wrong. But then, how do you educate people that when every single piece of evidence proves that this guy is innocent, and they're like, oh, that's a lie, you know, and then they, what do we got to do? We got to beat the hell out of them. We got to burn a whole city down because we believe that when all this stuff happens, and all this stuff that happened in Ferguson, even though all the evidence proved he was in the right, we still got to get all pissed off and let's burn everything down. Let's set the whole town on fire and let's riot because we feel that it's like a cop can't do his job anymore. That's basically my point. I might as well get killed because, see, I'm white, and I might as well get killed because if I shoot that black guy, Lord help me. You know? And it's sad. And like a cop is afraid to do his job anymore because if he has to use force against a person of color, Lord help you. I don't get it. I never thought I would see a world like this. You know, I thought we were past. I mean, I think Martin Luther King would be sick if he saw this nation right now, because this is not what he wanted. I'm just waiting for Barack Obama to say, okay, we got a martial law here. I got to take over. I got to control everything. Because that's what's going to happen. I believe it. Because I think this is far from the last time that we're going to have an incident like this. Because the black community is never going to let anything. If you're white and you got to take down someone that's of color, let me tell you, it's just going to explode like this. You're going to become a major celebrity, but for the wrong reasons. It don't matter. But if the field was reversed, they wouldn't care. They wouldn't care. They would not care. Now, as we move on, I think we're all asking the wrong questions. And I think it's going to tie into what I was talking a little bit about, you know, about the circus coming to town. Because, if it was wrong for any president to do it, what makes it right for, well, because when you watch all these shows, you know, no matter what the news station is, well, look at what George Bush did. Well, I went to someone and said, yeah, he did that, so what? What makes it, then why isn't Barack Obama not doing it? If you're saying that George Bush did this and it's wrong, you know, well, how can you say, because everyone does that when I call out anybody for something, they'll say, well, look at what George Bush did. He did that. I'm like, yeah, I know he did. And then they look at me, I'm like, doesn't mean it's right. You know, and I talk about this a lot. You know, two wrongs don't make a right. And that's what, you know, because, and then there are people like on the left that will take, because I guess there was a comment over a year ago where Ted Cruz was talking about how free lunches are not like necessarily the way to handle poverty and this and that and, you know, and all this stuff. And it's going back to these states where they're basically trying to curtail food stamps in a way so that, you know, when you see these people that are buying lobster tails and filet mignons on food stamps, you know, when it's designed for basic necessities, you know, like bread, water, eggs, and cheese. And, you know, and they're making this comment out to me that he doesn't want, that Ted Cruz doesn't want to give kids, like, assistance with food and lunches, and they should starve, and da-da-da, all this crap. I'm like, well, you're just reading, like, you're not reading the whole, you're taking one word out of context, because they can't like Ted Cruz, you know. I have so many friends that, well, it doesn't matter. They will support the Democrat no matter what. They will support, you know, if Sarah Palin was a Democrat, they'd be kissing her butt just because she's a Democrat, not because of what she stands for, what she believes in. And that's where we're at. It's, you know, it's, you know, I guess I'm not ready for this damn circus. I'm not ready for the 20 million BS political commercials where they're all doing the same thing. You know, this politician's going after this politician for doing something when they've done the same thing. If you said, okay, if you can only do an attack ad for something that your opponent's done that you never have, I don't think you'd have an attack ad. I don't think there's probably one thing that any politician on the right can say that they've never done that the left has, or vice versa. You know, Ted Cruz couldn't say, well, my opponent's going to do this and this and this. You know, I'm sure in some form they've all done something illegal, or something that I'd be in prison for, you know. And that's what, and I harp on it a lot, but it just drives me to drink. When we go Democrat, Republican, I mean, we went from basically all Republicans when Bush was in office to all Democrats when Obama took over. Now we're all Republican again. And it's not changing a damn thing. Nothing's changed. It's not like all of a sudden, poof, everything's better. You know, these people that, look at all these places where, like Detroit and Chicago, that are all Democrat policies. They're all unionized, Democrat, heavy liberal. Like the one guy said, look around here. There's not one white Tea Party person anywhere. You can't blame this decrepit part of Chicago on whites. There's no white living here. There's no Republicans. There's no Tea Party, nothing. You're going to tell me that I'm going to sit here and believe that this is all George Bush's fault right here? This is all... The person that does this district doesn't even live here. Doesn't even live here. He runs the district, but he doesn't live here. And it's just like, I'll show that to people, and like, and they don't even care. You know, no one has, like, what are your convictions? What do you stand for? What do you believe in? Melissa said it best, my fiance. Basically, I call her my wife pretty much anymore. But, you know, she goes, you're not really argumentative. You just know what you stand for, and you're not going to let anyone tell you differently. This is what I believe. And no one's going to, you're not going to let someone talk you out of it. This is what I believe. It's what I stand for. You know, I stand for freedom. I stand for the Constitution. I stand up for the rights as an American. You know what you stand for. You're not going to back down. You know, like when the O.J. Simpson trial happened, I knew he was guilty, but did I riot? No. The justice system work its magic, and if it does, it does. If it doesn't, it doesn't. And that's where we're at, you know. Now it's, okay, you're going to be executed no matter what. Doesn't matter what the courts say, you're going to, you know, no matter what the evidence showed, the police officer in Ferguson, now, he's a marked man for life. No one, you know, They don't care. It's sad that we have a society where no, the truth doesn't matter anymore. As Glenbeck would always say, it doesn't matter. It's sad. We do have good news. Really good news. Hands On Originals was a company that was being taken to court because they refused to make gay pride t-shirts because it's against their religious beliefs. And in the end, they won. In the final court, because they lost the first court case, but in the second one, they actually won. And it's great. And it's not discrimination. That's what I hate. Oh, you're just going to be, in the end, it's going to be discriminated because it's this Religious Freedom Act. Well, no. See, that's where you're wrong. Because there's two sides of the argument. Do you call it discrimination or do you call it freedom? Do you call it the right to say, well, you know what? I'm against that belief. I'm not going to do that. I don't care if you want to be a doo-doo chaser. I'm not going to be a part of that. As long as it does not involve me and I'm not forced to do something, as long as the government's not involved and they, because that's all they're trying to do is make everything a law and this and that, to where pretty soon you're not even going to have a say anymore. And it's sad. Because I don't care if you want to get married or gay. If I want to make a cake for you because you're a gay couple, I should have that right to do that. But at the same time, I should have the right to say no. I shouldn't have a right to multi-million dollar lawsuits because, well, we're suing you because you won't make our cake. And blah, 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 blah. You know what? What am I going to do? Go to an employer? Yeah, I'm suing you for the multi-million dollars that I might have gotten if you would have hired me, but since you won't hire me, I'm suing you. Really? You know? That's what it's going to come down to. I mean, we're already a society anyways, you know? That's what I call it. We're a society. All this is about sue, you know? There was a song I can't think of the name of, but it's a Weird Al song, where it talks about, I sued Taco Bell because they ate a half a million burritos and I got fat. I sued the computers because they never told me I couldn't use my laptop while I take a bath. I sued Duracell because they put the double A's and shoved them right up my nose. And it's just all about all these lawsuits. You know, I sued Home Depot because they sold me a hammer that they knew I might drop on my toes. And that's what this society is getting to. You know, it doesn't, if you won't do something for me, I'm going to sue you. If you don't do this, I don't care what the court evidence says. We're going to riot because you're white and you killed a black man. So it doesn't matter. Even though he's a multiple felon, he broke into my house. He was about to rob me. And to protect my family, I killed him. They want to come after me. They don't want to know the facts. They just want to sue. Because there was a point back in the day that actually at Nordstrom's, they couldn't argue with the customer. And I guess, I mean, you could have bought in a Lamborghini, you could have bought in a Volvo engine. I bought this here, and it don't work, I want my money back. And they would have to give you something because they could not argue with the customer. They could not come to you and say, sir, we don't sell. They would have to give you something. But, yeah. I'm like, man, I wish I would have known that, man. I would have bought something there that they don't sell and just said, hey, you know what? Yes, I bought this windshield wiper here and it don't work, so I want money back. Yeah, I paid $1,000 for it. But seriously, I mean, that's how Nordstrom used to be. You couldn't argue with the customer. So they could bring in anything and you had to do something for them because you can't argue with them and say, well, sir, we don't sell cars, so, you know, go to a junkyard and get four tires and say you bought them at Nordstrom and say, I have to give you something for it. What a show today, what a rant, but You know, it's just sad because, like, this Christian Holocaust is going on. All these Christians are being beheaded, and we need to wake up and realize that something needs to be done. I don't care if you're a liberal. Okay, if you're not a Muslim extremist, they don't like you. They want you dead. They even kill Muslims that aren't Muslim enough. So this notion that, we gotta wake up. We gotta take a stand. We need to do something, Like that, like those people, I can't believe they're going off. Well, then those guys are nuts because they're not trained to yell. Well, okay. If you're not out there with a gun on the front lines, shut up. They're doing something you're not. End of story. And I give them kudos for doing it. I just think the volunteers need to be more of the serial killers who got in prison already. I mean, why will you, why have a good American go over there when you can have a guy that's a serial killer that loves to do the crap anyways? This dude loves to kill. He's in prison for, he's got a 200-year sentence. Why don't you have him over there and have him fight? He may die, but oh well, he's a serial killer, and maybe in the process he kills 20 or 30 even people. All he has to do is just tell all those people, hey, these people were going to fight their child molesters. Because it doesn't matter how big of a serial killer, whatever you are, most of them have kids of their own, and they hate pedophiles. Just tell them they're all pedophiles. It would clear out their prisons. It would get rid of ISIS. It would save good Americans that you have to train to be a psycho killer. That's just my philosophy. What do I know? I'm just a little radio host that does this once a week. But wow. That's about enough of that. As we move on to, I've got about 11 minutes left in the program, and I'm just the whole Sunday, and that's at work. I'll watch like the first half of the game against Everton at Goodson Park, and I'm just like, what in the heck happened? I know what happened. They gotta get speed, they gotta get intensity, they gotta, you're so predictable. When another team can read your line on the pitch and where you're moving the ball and where it's going, and okay, well, we know they're gonna try to shoot at the goal from the left side. There you go. When you're predictable, that's what's gonna happen. That they were just so damn predictable, and it's just, I don't get it. It's like they were looking so good, and then they just like go right back down. And I think when we get some speed on the team, and we get some once they start to mesh, I think next year they're gonna come together. They're gonna have an off season to relax and gel and come together, and I think they'll come back and they'll be a team to beat because they're doing really, they're not bad now, and I think they'll be a team to beat. There's just going to be a lot of off trading and stuff, I believe, in the off season, and people coming and people going, and it's going to be hard to keep up because I have a feeling they're going to get rid of Robin Van Persie, which I love him. I don't know. I mean, when Alex Ferguson took, and during the Champions League, he left Dimitar Berbatov home. I'm like, what the heck? I don't know. It's like they don't want to play Chicharito. He was the number one selling jersey at Manchester United. He's the number one selling jersey at Real Madrid. He won them the game in the 88th minute. I don't get it. I don't understand why they don't want to play someone that, I mean, there's like stigmatisms or whatever. Oh, he's Mexican, but he could be the best player in the world. He wants to play, not sit on a bench. All I can tell you is there's probably a number of squads that would take him so he could be out there and playing. You know, and that's the, you know, some of these players are so good and they don't play them. I'm like, why in the heck? And whenever they're out there, they score, you know. I think it was 1961 was the last time anyone had a hat trick with Manchester United against Liverpool. And who did it? Dimitar Berbatov. But I guess that's not good enough. But there is a documentary I'm watching about Ryan Giggs, and it's really good. And I'm about halfway through it, and it's when, like, it's around the time when David Moyes was sent off, and they asked him to take over the club, and the first game he won 4-0, and then he lost 1-0 to Sunderland. It's just kind of like deflated him so fast. I'm like, yeah, look at this. Yeah, we won 4-0, and then they come back the next week and they lose. And I think it was a good learning experience because, I mean, Alex Ferguson didn't win every game, and you're not going to win every game, and you gotta learn to keep your head up even when times are tough. And you know, I think we'll stay third in the Premier League when it's all said and done. And I just can't wait till next year because I think they'll have a year under their belt. The manager will be there. They'll be able to do some training and stuff. And, you know, and I think it'll work. Got about 6 minutes left in the program, folks, and I'm just excited for the team. I think with the Champions League, Bayern Munich's a great, great, great team, but I still think it's going to be an all Spanish final. I think I want to see Barcelona beat Bayern Munich, but we'll see. I was talking to Chef Michelle and going back and forth, and I'm like, I think it's going to be an all-Spanish final. I think Barcelona's got something to prove, you know. And if they get Bayern Munich off guard and let them just kind of do, you know, just, hey, you know, this is, we're so good. You know, if they let down their guard at all, Barcelona will take advantage of that in a heartbeat. Bang. And that's something that I think they're a great, great team, but, you know, any given day, any team can win on the pitch. And I think that second game when Ryan Giggs was manager last year when David Moyes was sent off, I think he woke up and, yeah, this is not just you're not just going to win the game. And then you wonder, okay, well, did the people I select the right people? Did they play right? Did they do this? And there's a million questions, you know, where it's kind of feel like you can give yourself, you can sit there and say, well, I screwed up. I was on the pitch. I didn't play to the potential I think I'm capable of. But when you're on the sidelines, it's a whole different ballgame because then you're like, well, I need this to be done. And did these guys do it? Yes or no? You know, well, I can at least say, well, this is what I did to contribute, and it didn't work. Where it's kind of like, okay, here's the instructions, build the model airplane, good luck. And if it's not right, well, what did you do wrong? What happened? What's going on? Where, you know, where when you're involved in it, you can say, well, we tried this and it didn't work, and we tried that. Where it's kind of like, well, how hard is it? I gave you instructions. Where, you know, and it's, I think it really woke him up as a manager, because you can sit there and say, you know what, you don't, there's so much control you have as a manager, okay, I need you to do this and this and this, and if people go for it, they do. If they don't, you know, if they do what you tell them and it doesn't work, and you say, okay, well, did they not play to their potential? Is my plan wrong? The way I had the team set up on the field, you know, did I have the people in the right positions? You know, it's not like I I have more players than I need for the pitch, and how do I choose? Because there's no real way I can say, well, you're not going to play this week because of this, because you're all damn good. You know, so it's a really neat documentary. I'm almost about halfway through it. But, you know, like when me and Chef Michelle were talking, because, you know, we have commonalities in football, rugby, and stuff. And I was just like, you know, I just want to see Barcelona. But if you need to see someone else for a change, get in there. I mean, Bayern Munich's going to be tough to beat. I really think they are, you know. And I said, but I would love to see an all-Spanish final. I think it's what's going to happen. I think Barcelona's got more to prove than Bayern Munich. So, and I think when you got something to prove, that says a lot about the tempo of the game and stuff. So, got about 2 minutes left in the program, and I want to thank everyone for tuning in. It's just been a wild, wild week, you know, with everything going on, and I think we're far from over. You know, these riots are far from done. Baltimore and the rest of the nation. And, you know, ISIS is getting stronger, and, you know, we're living in a different world, you know? And then, I mean, stock up on ammo right now, because if Hillary Clinton gets in, she wants to have major gun control, and, you know, and at least as far as I know, as long as I'm alive, I'll have a gun. So. Wow. Got about 90 seconds, and I'll always carry a gun. Always have, always will. It's just one of those things, and I'm not, that's a right that we're given. And, you know, because we may go through another thing of ammo shortage, and if you got some stockpiled, we'll be good to go. So, I want to thank you all for tuning in. It's just, if I went back 7 years ago, I wouldn't think we'd be where we are now with Barack Obama. I wouldn't think there'd be rioting and all this stuff going on. I thought he'd be at least a cheerleader. Maybe not what I want, but hey, at least he would back this country and cheer it on. And, hey, we need to, you know, go forward and do this and not where we are. So, I just keep my head up and just keep going. And I do this show to try to educate people and try to just do something, you know? Like I tell people, one man can do a lot. Martin Luther King was one man, so was Jesus Christ. You know, so, thank you so much for tuning in. Next week, I'm going to thank you all for listening. Thank you. God bless, and have a great day.